Even if she's not, not home?
She, them dogs ain't got that much. And anybody else go there, they can't get out the, they can't get out the car. And I worked 29 years that I worked for this Palace Town. I used to go all over the country, from here to New Orleans, down the bayou, all the bottom, up the Chaffalaya River. I used to travel all them roads. And I used to go in all kind of people's yards. And I had many dogs come up to me like they're going to bite me, but they never bought me, bit me.
You've never been?
I never run from a dog, though.
Yeah, but you've never been bit?
No, never was bitten by a dog. An animal know when you're scared of them. A horse, a cow, or dog, or anything. If you're scared of him, he knows. How he can tell, I don't know. That's the heart of my. If you're not afraid of him, he ain't gonna do you nothing. I don't know why, how come it, what caused that, I don't know. I have been in yard where a cow be running, coming to hook somebody.
Coming toward?
To him to hook him. And I'd be standing right there in the yard and they wouldn't do, pass by me, it wouldn't do me nothing. But the other fella, he'd be running. They'd be going behind the one running. I'd be standing up still there. It would pass by me. Go ahead.
Yeah.
An animal know when you're scared. For some reason, why, I don't know. That's something I can't tell.
You ever had any sort of close calls with animals, horses, animals?
Oh, well, I had horses to throw me already many times. Kick me, I had horses to kick me. Not too bad. I had a horse hit me on the leg one time, but not too bad. It wasn't too bad. I was too close to him. He couldn't hurt me. He hit me all right. And it was a team horse. But I had him tied to the fence, and I walk out the store, and I put my hand on his rump in the back. And I surprised him. When I surprised him, he kicked me. But not to hurt me. Or put a blue mark on my leg, but not. Had wear it off.
Good thing he didn't go any higher.
I wasn't a little bit farther, you see. In other words, I was too close to him so he could hurt me. See, I was close enough that he just was raising up to put the power behind that kick, you know, when he hit me. I was too close to him, he couldn't hurt me.
Yeah.
That's the only time I ever was kicked with a horse. Now, I have horses that have fell with me and all kinds. I have fell off of horses, Lord, so many times.
I fell off a horse once and broke my shoulder.
Well, I never had. I always was lucky not to get too badly hurt.
He threw me into a fence. So.
I was thrown many times, but never to get crippled anyway. Always.
Yeah. What did you say to your dog when you wanted him to get after something or somebody?
Just sick him, that's all. Sick, sick, sick.
Yeah. Now, in a herd of cattle, the male was a...
Was a bull.
Okay. Did women use another word, or...?
No.
Was
no.
It?
That's how they call it.
Okay.
Well, a steer is the one that's cut, you see?
Uh-huh.
The bull that you take the nuts off of you, that's a steer.
Yeah. How would you call your cows in? Did you have a way of calling them?
Well, yeah, you call them all kind of way. They get used to any way that you start calling them. You know, you call them. Some people used to blow a horn for them, and you know, there's all kind of way that you can call a cow. In other words, after she get used to, after you call them a few times and give them something to eat when they get there, well, they know you holler when you holler at them.
Can you give me some of your calls?
Well.
Like we call them, we say.